give zero fucks about anything, yet I have a strong opinion about everything, even topics I'm not informed on.
The Jenny McCarthy Show on SiriusXM Stars.
You poor social skills. You have a problem.
I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You say more inappropriate things than appropriate things.
I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet how you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me
welcome back to the Jenny McCarthy Show. I'm Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg on this National Women's Day. Woo, woo, woo! That's it. That's it. Ooh, I like the song. Who is it? Megan? Is this the one, No Excuses? No, it's different. Guess who's in with me right now, you guys? I'm very excited. This is right up my alley. This is in my wheelhouse. You know how much I like creating change because something's going on right now where we need support and help. Paula is here. Paula Brown.
Yes, that's right.
I said her name.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Americans for Homeopathy. You guys, the website is called homeopathychoice.org. Please explain to me a little bit, for those that go like, I don't even know what homeopathy
That's
is.
Right.
Let's start there.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people think it means home remedies, and it's not. It's actually a specific paradigm of natural medicine. So like going to the store and saying I'm going to buy some homeopathy and coming home with herbs is like saying you're going to go get acupuncture and you go get a massage. So it's homeopathy is a specific thing.
People are trained in this.
Yes.
And I read that back in the day when med school was actually authentic, real,
yes.
That med schools actually were taught homeopathy.
That's
until
right.
Big Pharma came and bought That's all right. the textbooks and all the schools and took that out completely and have a paragraph saying that it's basically snake oil.
Yeah, here's the proof. I would say 85 to 90% of the hospitals in the mid to late 1800s were homeopathic. And guess who wrote the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act?
Big Pharma?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
It was the opposite. It was in the late 1800s. And
okay.
It was a homeopath, a medical doctor homeopath who wrote the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And what's so cool is you have the United States Pharmacopoeia that covers like all the drugs that's in the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And they have a homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States covered by law in the United States Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act.
Now,
so it's a thing. It's a real thing.
It's amazing. I wish that they still taught it. Because, you know, they don't teach preventative medicine,
right.
period, in med school.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you say? Because back then, in the 1800s, mm-hmm. even early 1900s, you read about them using, right. like, cocaine, arsenic for, like, topicals.
Yeah.
They would consider that homeopathy. How does,
right.
like, a naysayer say, well, look at how much has changed? We were giving arsenic to people.
Well, actually, the people who were using those were the traditional allopathic doctors. The homeopaths were actually not using that. And that's the cool thing. The father of homeopathy, Samuel Hahnemann, he was a regular doctor. You know, in those days, they were bloodletting. They were doing all these things. And he says, I'm killing my patients. He left that method. And that's when he discovered homeopathy, a gentle, natural way of curing disease.
And
I can say cure because I'm not a medical practitioner.
Right, you can. So tell me how homeopathy works. What is it?
Okay. So let me tell you a story just to get you to understand this. I, in 12 years ago, was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease where my bladder would bleed internally. Moms, this is Women's Day. If you've had a UTI.
I get them every month.
Shut up.
I have get them every month for the past 5 years, and I have one right now.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
I have had so many. I could help you in my sleep. Yes.
I mean, I'm literally out of my mind about it. Everyone knows on the radio show, I'm like, I have a UTI again.
Okay, we're going to talk after.
Okay.
So I have many UTIs, and then they turn into a chronic disease called interstitial cystitis. So there's no bacteria, but it's chronically bleeding. Very painful. It's like living with a UTI forever.
Yes, that's it.
So we should really talk about this.
Okay. Yeah. I've been diagnosed with that, but I feel like
I
live in constant pain.
Oh, you make it look so good, though.
I made a choice. I said I can make a choice to either live in mm-hmm. pain every day or be happy and in pain.
Okay, well, this is going to really connect to you because when I flew all over the country, went to the Mayo Clinic, and this is what they told me I could take. And mine was so severe, I couldn't leave my bed. So it was really bad. And they said, we can give you a pill that might make all your Brazilian thick, beautiful hair fall out.
Oh, my God.
Or we could cut the nerve to your bladder so you can't feel it anymore, so you have to pee on a schedule. Which sounds awful.
Terrible.
Yes. I'm 22, okay? And I just had my second baby. I'm like, I feel like you're writing my obituary.
Right.
The third thing they said, and you'll love this, we can give you painkillers, But then you'll have to actually join a support group for the forthcoming addiction to those painkillers.
Wow.
And look around. Oh, my gosh, we have an opiate crisis.
Right.
And I just said, I can't do this. This is horrible. So then I went all over. Acupuncture, naturopathic, hyperbaric chamber, like all those cool things. I tried everything and nothing helped me. And those things are wonderful and they help a lot of people. They did not help me until I found homeopathy.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited right now because I even had the camera grow up my urethra. And they,
yes.
were like, and they still were like,
cystoscopy, yeah.
They were like, well, we don't see any like tumors or anything. And I'm like, right. So they thought it was like in my head. So I've been living on the azos,
yeah.
Those P numbers that make your pee yellow,
yes.
or mm-hmm. orange, whatever you want to call it. And mm-hmm. What is that?
Okay, so basically, the original question was, how does homeopathy work? It works on the principle of like heals like. So whatever something in its original form, whatever substance, what symptoms it produces, in its homeopathic diluted form, it will cure. So let's think of something easy. Onion. Bite into an onion. What's going to happen? Egg white, runny nose, watery eyes. You might sneeze, burning, right? You get that burning. And so in the homeopathic form, we have allium sepa. That's the Latin name for onion. Here's allium sepa. What condition can you imagine brings egg white, runny nose, watery eyes, burning, a cold?
Allergies.
Or seasonal allergies, uh-huh. right. And so if you have those symptoms, the homeopathic form of onion will cure it. And it even says allergies on, or head cold right here, right? And so now if you use, you know, let's say this bottle here says good for allergies, but it's not, it doesn't match properly, it won't cure. So that's what a homeopath does, is they can identify your similar symptoms and match them to the appropriate remedy, because like heals like.
So does it actually cure it and not just put a Band-Aid on it?
It cures it. And let me tell you, the remedy that helped me with my bladder condition was Cantharis, okay?
Yes.
All right. And you can see it's empty.
Yeah.
Because I'm cured and I don't need to refill it. I'm done.
How do you take it?
So you just open the lid and the medicine is poured on these tiny pellets. I don't know if you can see here. Can I hand
yes,
this over to
of
you?
Of course, of course.
You can see that. You can see that the pellets are in there and they put it on the outside. So you try not to touch the pellets. So you'll pop them into the lid and put them under your tongue.
It's kind of like, you guys, if you go to Whole Foods and there's a homeopathic cold thing, like Ostomy,
yeah,
and they have those little pellets you put under your tongue.
Yeah, you're talking acylococcinin. That's a really big flu one.
Okay.
And that's the number one flu remedy used in France.
Okay, good. So that's what it looks like, just so people know.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And you'll see in the grocery stores like boron, they look like blue little chapstick tubes, and they'll have these individual remedies. But as a mom, I buy a kit because it's just cheaper that way. You know, one is like $8, but when you buy a whole kit, it's like even cheaper.
But if you go to the homeopathist,
homeopath.
When you go to him, does he make you an individualized packet?
Well, he would select your what they call a constitutional remedy. So that's something for something more chronic, like interstitial cystitis, right? Or any autoimmune disease that's more chronic. So they would find one remedy that would fit exactly what you need.
What about allergies? Because my seasonal allergies are debilitating. I get like narcoleptic. I can't even come to work. I'm asleep on the bottom of my table. They're so bad, the allergies.
Yeah. So again, because it's chronic, you would want a professional homeopath to pick that out. I mean, I also have suffered in the past from debilitating allergies, and my remedy was phosphorus, but that doesn't mean that that's going to be your remedy.
But he'd be able to figure it out?
He would be able to figure it out, and it's incredible.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so now let's talk about the thing that's going on right now.
Okay.
The FDA is taking out a compliance policy. What is this whole thing?
Yeah. Okay, so let me just simplify it real quick. So FDA regulates homeopathy, and they don't necessarily do that with like herbs and supplements, but they regulate homeopathy as if it was a drug, okay? And we want them to do that because some of these remedies in their original form, they're actually toxic and poisonous. So like, you know, here we have that one time that I food poisoned my entire family on accident.
Did you?
I did.
How?
I thought it was sealed and it wasn't, and I put bone broth in the soup and everybody got sick except for my daughter who hates soup. So that was smart.
God.
So we used Arsenicum Album. This is a great remedy because arsenic is in its original form. It mimics the symptoms of food poisoning and it fixed us like overnight. It was amazing.
It doesn't give you more arsenic in your system?
No, because that's what the FDA does. They ensure that it's been properly diluted to the point that it's completely non-toxic. And that dilution process is very specific. So I want FDA to regulate that. I want them to give me the confidence to know that when I take arsenicum album for food poisoning, that that medicine has been properly standardized, regulated to be diluted. So we want FDA kind of involved. But the compliance policy guide 400.400 has ensured the manufacturing and marketing of homeopathy to be standard, safe, regulated. It's a great playbook for the homeopathy industry. And in 30 years, there's been virtually no safety incidences for people who use homeopathy. It's a very like a great track record. So you'd think they would be like, yeah, this thing makes me look good.
Right.
But they're going to trash it. They're going to toilet the whole thing.
Which when I first read, it terrified the hell out of me.
Okay,
I said, oh no, this has to be stopped. Yep. These big pharma's, like their sloppy blood is all over this thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get this to not happen?
Okay, so I spent all last week on Capitol Hill, like my sore feet have, I'm going to come home to a very messy house. I know it because my husband's been holding down the fort. But we've gone to Congress people, to senators, and we've had we've actually had a lot of support. When you show up, a bunch of moms, here's my Mama Bear t-shirt.
Oh,
when a bunch
God,
of moms, when they show up on Capitol Hill, they actually want to listen to you. And so they're listening to us. So we really need people to go to homeopathychoice.org, copy and paste our letter, and send it to your congressman. And listen, if you don't use homeopathy because you use herbs or essential oils, you need to stand up for homeopathy, because they come after us, they'll come after you next.
I mean, honestly, this is so important, more than you guys even know. I mean, look at the track record for big pharma and, mm-hmm. and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
For people not, if you guys drink the Kool-Aid, at least have an open mind for a second.
That's right.
And realize what you just said. Do the research on how much homeopathy has a safe record versus the opioid crisis versus vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine court has paid out billions of dollars mm-hmm. to injured kids. So when they come across and say a blanket statement like, it's safe, that would alarm me because nothing's safe. You know, the makeup
right.
I'm wearing, the hairspray, my dog, me, I'm not, you know what I mean? Nothing can be completely safe, but that's why you said it's good for this to stay regulated.
Well, that's right. I want the manu, and that's what FDA should do. They should make sure that the medicines that are coming across are being manufactured like they say they are. But for every dollar spent on homeopathy, think about it. Think about 12 years ago, Jenny. All of the drugs I could have taken, the medical devices, the procedures, the office visits, the surgeries I could have done for my bladder condition. But instead, $8 on homeopathy. Look at the multiples that could have been for the pharmaceutical industry instead.
Right. Right, I know. I mean, that's why I think the marijuana thing is so controversial right now, and them stopping it
mm-hmm.
because they want to make sure Big Pharma has all their, buys all the plants before they can, so they can monetize it for themselves.
That's right.
And until they figure out how to monetize homeopathy,
and they can't. It's totally natural. You can't monetize onion.
So right. What's going to happen March 15th?
Okay, so that's when the public comment period closes, and they move forward. You know, they'll evaluate our comments, and so that's why we're wanting Congress to come up and just kind of intercept and say, okay, we want this question, we want this address. This doesn't make sense for you guys to pull something that's been so successful, this guidance document.
Now we're up against big lobbies like Big Pharma, who's going to be whispering in their congressman's
yeah,
ears.
Yeah, but they're also up against the Mama Bear.
Yeah.
That's a big guy too.
I think I have a knife in my chest from trying so hard with the vaccine movement. And I showed up with 10,000 moms on their doorsteps.
You're amazing.
And Big Pharma I want there to be a law passed where they can't lobby congressmen anymore. That's where change will really happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see these kids going and parents going, why are our congressmen accepting money from this lobbyist from the NRA? I'm like, why are they doing it from Big Pharma, too?
Mm-hmm.
If that stopped, we'd have major change in the world.
I know, but people like you, I mean, we have to keep plugging away. You can't take the knife out. Like, keep fighting. That's right. Keep fighting, because I really think the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, and I believe that.
I am 100% on your side. I want to help in any way. I'm going to go online, and I want everyone to do it again, so say it.
Homeopathychoice.org. And we have a letter there. You can copy and paste, and we're sending it to the president because, listen, he's the one they appointed, the head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb. And, you know, so we're just, I don't care. I'm just going to go at every, love or hate, I'm going to go at every angle and then copy and paste to the congressperson.
I absolutely love this. Keep up the great job. I am on your side, and I'll help in any way. You guys do, too. This is how, if we all band together, you know, it's National Women's Day, so come on, Mama Bears.
That's right.
Roar. All right, big break. Quick break. Come right back.
But baby, I love me. Now everybody say, yeah. Oh, I love me.